Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more, by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
That was President William Jefferson Clinton at the State of the Union. State of the Union address during his presidency. What the hell happened to the Democrats? If you gave that same exact speech, which, listen, the policies of today is that same exact speech, but yet we have strayed as a nation so far that it's unrecognizable on that side of the aisle anymore. And it's interesting, and I could play time after time, person after person, from Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, and they would all say the same thing there. And people are literally losing their mind because they have strayed so far away from where we are today. And it's crazy that if you gave that speech today, they would call you a racist, right?
An option. Budget reform is not an option. It's a necessity.
The American people are entitled to transparency.
We can't sustain a system that bleeds billions of taxpayer dollars on programs that have outlived their usefulness or exist solely because of the power of politicians, lobbyists, or interest groups.
They're entitled to be able to figure out where their dollars are going, and they're entitled to accountability to make sure that we're using the dollars for what we said it was for.
We are going to go through our federal budget, as I promised during the campaign, page by page, line by line, eliminating those programs we don't need and insisting that those that we do need operate in a sensible, cost-effective way.
What should be easy is getting rid of the pointless waste and stupid spending that doesn't benefit anybody.
We hope to be instilling an entire new culture that not only our administration, but every succeeding administration will in fact pursue.
No amount of waste is acceptable, not when it's your money.
And listen, I could play this over and over again when it comes to immigration, when it comes to cuts that DOGE identified. But yet, things have changed so much that it's unrecognizable today. Those very same individuals that you on the left, you Democrats supported, voted for, and wanted to pursue that agenda, all of a sudden now, nope. You're protesting immigration and customs enforcement, targeting criminal illegal immigrants that have extensive criminal records, most of them. Again, if you are just simply here illegally and you're caught up in a raid where they're looking for a violent felon, then you are not going to be just released and let go. That's just a fact of the matter. You do have more arrests happening now in L.A. Two individuals throwing Molotov cocktails at law enforcement, both local, the National Guard, and federal agents. So where do we go from here? Well, it's extended. And you have to realize that there is a portion of these, probably the most violent, these riots that begin as protests. Are there peaceful protesters there? Are there people there just vocalizing their want to keep illegal immigrants here without being deported? Sure there are. But we've seen time and time again people who don't care about what the reasoning is, what the process is, who is actually saying what. They don't care. They just want to cause chaos. They want a reason to vent. They want a reason to buck the system. They want a reason to break storefront windows and take whatever's in that building that they can take, from Apple stores to Adidas stores to a CVS pharmacy. This has nothing to do with about poor people who just need to get these supplies for their family to get by. No, you're not breaking into an Apple store for that. No, you're not breaking into an Adidas store for that, or even a CVS for that matter. You're simply doing it because you can, because you've been given the opportunity to cause chaos, because you've been given the opportunity to fight the man, fight the system, fight the government, regardless of who it is. And it doesn't matter who's in charge of the White House. It doesn't matter who's in charge of each chamber of Congress. If they have that spark that they need, and this is that spark, they now have a reason. It's gained footing. Instead of politicians of both parties, law enforcement across the board saying lawlessness will not be tolerated, blocking highways will not be tolerated, showing up to these events with equipment to assault law enforcement will not be tolerated. I think at this point, if you're showing up to what's supposed to be a peaceful protest with hammers, I think it could be articulated that you're there for the wrong reason and a stop could be initiated. Now, I know you'll have some saying, well, they didn't do anything wrong yet. Just possessing a hammer is not unlawful. Just possessing gas masks and face shields and shields to block yourself. I mean, because we all walk down to work each and every day with shields in our hand. But you'd be correct on a normal everyday basis. But we've seen this before. There is a pattern and practice to these types of events. And if you're showing up at a protest with a knapsack filled with hammers, yes, you're not there for the proper reason. And although it's not illegal to possess hammers, I think we can articulate that you are a threat to the immediate vicinity. And you should be detained and removed. It's as simple as that. It's at a time now where the status quo is obviously not working. Now, we've seen these spread. In the beginning, it was, well, because the National Guard was deployed here. That's what's instigating this entire situation in L.A. But now we have over a dozen places around the nation where these are sparking up. We've seen them. New York, there was 80 arrests. We're going to talk about that. 80 arrests in New York City. You know, same type of thing. And it's interesting because ICE is operating. We've seen in our papers here, you know, in both Luzerne and Lackawanna County, ICE, immigration, federal law enforcement is operating in every state in the union. Now, that's not to scare anybody. That's not to say, you know, well, they're next, they're coming for you. They're already and they have been operating in every state in the nation. They've been in Philadelphia. They've been in Easton, Pennsylvania. They've been in Allentown. They've been in Pittsburgh. Now, they've just recently been here. But they have been operating in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. They're operating in every state in the nation. Pay very close attention to the states where this is happening in, where the media is seeing this type of response, because it's being allowed, it's being tolerated, it's being instigated. There are politicians and leaders in law enforcement that are appointed by these politicians that are complicit in leaving the door open just enough a crack so where there's plausible deniability and say, well, we didn't do this. And say, well, you know what, 97% of this protest has been peaceful, but that 3%, well, that 3% could be pretty bad. Don't you think? Don't you think? If you had a package of M&Ms and they said 3% of those M&Ms in that package were poisoned, don't you think that would be bad? Don't you think you'd stay away from that package of M&Ms? Now, I know that's an oversimplification here, but we've seen the videos. And it's interesting because you had CNN yesterday. You had the mayor's office of L.A. giving a press conference on the curfew that was being instituted last night. Now, they said they had everything under control, so why they would need a curfew, why the chief of police saying they're outnumbered and overwhelmed now? Well, thankfully, the National Guard is there already because it takes 24 to 48 hours to spin them up, to get them there, to get them on site. And all they're doing is protecting federal buildings, freeing up those law enforcement. And it's interesting to see these politicians in L.A. and these other places saying, our law enforcement is out there dealing with the problem. Yes, because you have greater numbers of them because they don't have to protect buildings anymore. So they tell you half-truths and lie to you, and most of the people on other shows and out there goes just nod their head and go, oh, yeah. Yep. You know, and to talk about January 6th and how Donald Trump didn't offer the National Guard for January 6th, it's an outright lie. Nancy Pelosi said that she begged Donald Trump to get the National Guard to the Capitol on January 6th. Well, the chief, and I posted this so you could see it for yourself, and I made sure not just to quote what he said, but to show the post himself. The chief of the Capitol Police said that he begged Nancy Pelosi and was stonewalled by her chief of staff to get the National Guard there because they were offered and they were turned down. And when things started getting violent, the chief of the Capitol Police begged the Speaker's office to have the National Guard respond. And they did not until finally they were sent in anyway. So the chief of the Capitol Police told America that the former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, was lying. So, yes, you don't have to take my word for it. No, you don't have to take anyone else's word for it, Donald Trump's or the president's word for it, or anybody else. But are you going to take the chief at the time during January 6th word for it that Nancy Pelosi's lying? That he begged for over 14 hours to have the National Guard respond and was turned down by her chief of staff, the sergeant at arms? This is a created, manufactured system. This was created. These immigrants are here by the millions with violent criminal records, a lot of them we don't know of. This is all because of the last administration. This response, what you're seeing now, having to go city to city to find these, and look at the list and what they're charged with. Both parties have had an opportunity to fix these systems. None of them have. Even today, even right now at this moment, no one from either party is getting together and sitting down and saying, how do we do comprehensive immigration reform? Okay, once we're past this and the border's secure, where do we go from here? Because I just played you from Bill Clinton to Barack Obama to Joe Biden to President Trump, and they're all asking for the same thing. They're all saying they want to do the same thing. They want to remove criminally illegal immigrants. They want to double efforts to remove criminally illegal immigrants. They want to make sure that the jobs in America go to legal immigrants and citizens. They want to make sure that the border is secure. They're all saying the same thing, but yet no one in the past 25 years has fixed anything. Now, we've seen some border security under the first Trump administration, and we're seeing it back again now. But that's only part of the problem. And if you don't like what Donald Trump, the current president, is saying about removing criminally illegal immigrants, well, I just played you Bill Clinton saying the same exact thing. I'll play you Barack Obama saying the same exact thing. I will play you Joe Biden saying the same exact thing. But yet, none of it's been done. Because once that problem is solved, it's no longer weaponized. It no longer could be used by either side to fundraise into the billions. You have to ask yourself why. The only people fighting about this right now are you and I. And law enforcement's caught in the middle. Our politicians in Washington aren't fighting about this. The Democrats and Republican leadership aren't fighting about this. The current president and whoever the Democrats want to run their next administration is not fighting about this. The only fights we're seeing is out on the streets between the citizens who've been manipulated by this, by the instigators who are trying to propagate this for their cause, which is anarchy, and law enforcement stuck in the middle. It's quite simple. If Democrats in Congress don't like the laws that ICE is enforcing, change them. But you're not. If Republicans in Congress want to see comprehensive immigration reform, put it on paper. Now that you have the assets to start securing the border, in 10 years, say this is what we want to do. We're not there yet because the border needs to be totally secure, but in 10 years, this is what we want to do. We want to increase the pathways for legal immigration.
We want to continue the removal of violent felons. And here's the criteria we're going to go by. And if you're here illegally over 10 years and you have no criminal records, you're not a burden on the social systems, then this is what we're going to do to create a pathway for you. Because that needs to be done, if you agree with it or not. But you're not seeing any of that. You're just seeing each side at each other's throats out there and law enforcement in the middle. When I just played you four separate presidents who are all saying they want the same exact thing when it comes to removal of violent, criminal, illegal immigrants, illegal immigration reform, and border security. You have to ask yourself why. It's 3:23 here at WILK. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 3:26 here, 79 degrees. Somebody asked me, when was that Bill Clinton State of the Union audio that I played? That was 1995. State of the Union, 1995. President Bill Clinton at the time saying exactly what President Donald Trump is saying now. And I've posted all this audio on my Facebook page. You can go grab it there. You could share it. You could play it for your friends. Somebody said that the administration should be playing this each and every day. Well, they may not, but I will for you. Here's some more.
We got to have tough conditions. Tell people to come out of the shadows. If they've committed a crime, deport them. No questions asked. They're gone. If they've been working and are law-abiding, we should say, here are the conditions for you staying. You have to pay a stiff fine because you came here illegally. You have to pay back taxes. And you have to try to learn English. And you have to wait in line.
What's going to happen is you are going to pay a significant fine. You are going to learn English. You are going to go to the back of the line so that you don't get ahead of somebody who was in Mexico City applying legally. I think the American people, they appreciate and believe in immigration. But they can't have a situation where you just have 500,000 people pouring over the border without any kind of mechanism to control it.
We all in this body, and I know I can speak very firmly for the Democrats, support strong border control. And it must be part and the first part of any comprehensive immigration reform.
Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress in dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now and on rationalizing our system of legal immigration.
So they're all saying the same thing. And I can go on and on and on. You just had Hillary Clinton when she was running for president. You had Barack Obama when he was president. You have Nancy Pelosi when she was Speaker of the House. You have Chuck Schumer when he was the head of the Senate. They are all saying the same exact thing Donald Trump and his administration is saying today. But yet riots, right? Yep, protests. We're going to stand and we're going to say abolish ICE, right? And F ICE and all these things that are out there. And some people are going, yeah, this is totally wrong what they're doing. They're creating this problem. Well, if the Trump administration is creating this problem has been stoked by Democrats for the past 30 years. So stop it. Just stop it. And again, with every politician from Bill Clinton on to today, saying the exact same thing when it came to illegal immigration. How come we're the only ones fighting it out in the streets? Because they're all saying the same thing, just different times. I know some you support, some you don't support, some you like, some you don't like, but they're all saying the same exact thing. Let me go to the phone. Donald from Pittston. Donald, I got about a minute and a half.
Former AG Bill Barr was on Fox News. Gavin Newsom's arguments are nonsense. Trump has the moral authority to do what's necessary to protect the United States from outside aggression. But the problem is you're right. It's the liberal media. They're arm of the Democratic Party. And it's not only about these riots. They should be fined and sanctioned for what they're doing because they're lying. They should be fair and balanced and tell the truth like you do. And even about these stupid cuts to Medicaid. Either scared veterans, seniors. You have 20 veterans a day commit suicide over misinformation and nonsense. They're the ones that are putting out the lies, and they're not telling the truth about what's happening in California. And something should be done about it. What do you think?
I
think that I've just played the presidents and people running for president for the last 30 years, and they're all right. asking for the same thing, but it's a problem
exactly.
now. And it's funny because I get a text message, portraying past presidents as the same as Trump regarding illegal immigrants is not accurate, but I think you know that. I just played the audio for you. They are asking for the same exact thing that's being asked for now, that's being enforced now. So
you know what would happen, just like it happened in Minnesota after Floyd Oliver. They would have burned everything down. He had to bring them in there. We saw this played out before, even with the Rodney King and everything. We know the playbook. They burned everything down. He's stopping it from happening ahead of time. That's why he's there, because he knows they will burn it down like they did with Rodney King back in the 90s and like they did with Minnesota. Back in the 2000s, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, I'm a big proponent of the administration coming out and saying, hey, if you're an illegal immigrant in California, stay there. Because if you come out of California, we will stop you, we will deport you. But if you're going to stay in California, if the voters in California want to support you, want to pay for you with their tax dollars, if the elected officials in California want to deal with the burden of having this type of base on there that's costing them billions, if not trillions of dollars, then so be it. Just don't leave the state and pull out all federal resources, pull out all federal dollars. And say, okay, California, you're on your own. And you want to deal with your riots. You don't want National Guard. You were already overwhelmed. Have at it. You know, I'm a big proponent of that because it would go very bad for a lot of people.
Yeah, the media doesn't portray it like that, though. It's wrong. It's not like wearing a mask in a deadly pandemic or January 6th would happen. Maybe they had a leg to stand on. They have no leg to stand on it. It's ridiculous.
Well, the whole mask things with ICE agents that it's unprecedented that ICE agents wear masks.
Yeah.
Well, it's unprecedented that it's unprecedented that federal agents have been doxxed and their homes visited and attacked by thugs because of simply the laws that the Democrats have helped pass are being enforced. Now, I'll go back 30 years. Listen, when I was in organized crime, when I was in narcotics, we used to wear masks all the time when it came to certain raids we did. Depends right. on the targets that we were dealing with, because yeah, it was a bad thing to have the mob know your family and trace you back to your home where your kids went to school, because believe me, it was chatter. But you know what, it was taken seriously back then. The politicians, regardless of their background, regardless of the ideology, would not tolerate the mob or drug cartel leaders or anything out that posting a picture of your child at their high school. There was zero tolerance for that. But you know, this day and age, that has changed. So you know what, I applaud them for wearing masks. They should be wearing masks, because until the changes, till the protections change, until the ideology changes to not blame these federal agents for simply enforcing the laws that other people
Certainly.
Make, is something ironic. But it's amazing,
no,
because 30,
like
30 years ago, we
gone.
Were wearing masks when I was doing narcotics and, right. and organized crime raids. So I don't want to hear about the garbage out there, because
it's
coming from
David Brinkley. This is garbage. This is all nonsense what they're doing, this flip media. Like I said, they're against America, like these Democrats.
Donald, I appreciate your call today.
Thank you.
Thank you. It is 3:33 here at WILK. Time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 339, 79 degrees on this Wednesday, June 11th, 2025. Yep, June 11th, hump day. Just getting over the weekend here. After the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to have Senator Dave McCormick joining us to talk about a bunch of things going on in Pennsylvania and in Washington. So make sure to assure you stay tuned to that in the 5 o'clock hour. Did you see the video of the young black woman who was being blocked in New York City by two white liberal, I would like to say anarchists. Well, one of them has definitely been identified as a known troublemaker and from the area. The other one, not so much. But she was pleading with them to please let her through. She had to get to work. And they were laughing at her. So could you imagine if the tables were turned there and this was anyone else, if this was any other type of group blocking, you know, white, middle-aged, a man and woman laughing at a young black woman because she's pleading with them trying to get to work. But, this day and age, because of, politics, they get sympathy. Well, over 80 arrests during a chaotic New York City anti-ICE protest as thousands flood the streets. Now, this is interesting, though, because we were specifically told, I was specifically told day in and day out for days, that the only reason this was being instigated is because the National Guard was in L.A. Well, how do you explain a continent away in New York City, thousands taking to the streets and 80 arrests being made? Now, ICE has been operating in New York City all along. But all of a sudden, because it sparks there, oh, it's got a spark here, it's got a spark in a dozen other Democrat-run cities, right? And only Democrat-run cities for the most part. But more than 80 people were arrested in a massive anti-ICE protest in Lower Manhattan Tuesday. It devolved into chaos with shrieking, sign-holding demonstrators flooding the streets, clashing with cops, and hurling objects at officers. Thousands took to the streets near Foley Square in the shadow of City Hall to protest the immigration and custom enforcement deportations ongoing in the city and throughout the country. But again, we were specifically told that this was because the National Guard instigated it. They're not in New York City. Police began taking rowdy demonstrators into custody as the sky grew dark and a total of 86 people detained overnight, the NYPD said. The only problem in New York City is they're going to go through the municipal court system where they'll basically get a hand slap and escort it out the door. You're throwing objects. You're throwing barricades. You're swinging objects at law enforcement. You need to be dealt with properly. And I'm sorry, this whole kid gloves approach to dealing with this is not working. If you are going to result to violence, if you're going to result to interfere everyday citizens' lives by blocking traffic and the free flow of their lives, then you need to be dealt with swiftly, minimal force, but necessary force if necessary. And the fact that in L.A., thankfully, they're going through a federal court system. You know, here you're dealing with the municipal system where, let's be honest, they're going to get a slap in the wrist. It's going to be a revolving door. They're going to be back out tomorrow to do it again. And most of them are. Of them, 52 were only issued a summons. And only 34 were arrested and charged. So you arrest 80-something people, 84 people, 86 people, and you give 52 of them a summons. You know, are they learning a lesson? Are they really? Or is it just a cost of doing business? And a lot of these organizations are paying their fines. So did they lose anything altogether? Remember, we had a presidential candidate who helped raise money for similar people who had fines. Go figure. It's 3:43 here at WILK. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 3:39, 79 degrees on this Wednesday, June 11th, 2025. Yep, June 11th, hump day. Just getting over the weekend here. After the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to have Senator Dave McCormick joining us to talk about a bunch of things going on in Pennsylvania and in Washington. So make sure to assure you stay tuned to that in the 5 o'clock hour. Did you see the video of the young black woman who was being blocked in New York City by two white liberal, I would like to say anarchists. Well, one of them has definitely been identified as a known troublemaker and from the area. The other one, not so much. But she was pleading with them to please let her through. She had to get to work. And they were laughing at her. So could you imagine if the tables were turned there and this was anyone else, if this was any other type of group blocking, white, middle-aged, a man and woman laughing at a young black woman because she's pleading with them trying to get to work. But, this day and age, because of, politics, they get sympathy. Well, over 80 arrests during a chaotic New York City anti-ICE protest. As thousands flood the streets. Now, this is interesting, though, because we were specifically told, I was specifically told day in and day out for days, that the only reason this was being instigated is because the National Guard was in L.A. Well, how do you explain a continent away in New York City, thousands taking to the streets and 80 arrests being made? Now, ICE has been operating in New York City all along. But all of a sudden, because it sparks there, oh, it's got a spark here, it's got a spark in a dozen other Democrat-run cities, right? And only Democrat-run cities for the most part. But more than 80 people were arrested in a massive anti-ICE protest in Lower Manhattan Tuesday. It devolved into chaos with shrieking, sign-holding demonstrators flooding the streets, clashing with cops, and hurling objects at officers. Thousands took to the streets near Foley Square in the shadow of City Hall to protest the immigration and custom enforcement deportations ongoing in the city and throughout the country. But again, we were specifically told that this was because the National Guard instigated it. They're not in New York City. Police began taking rowdy demonstrators into custody as the sky grew dark and a total of 86 people detained overnight, the NYPD said. The only problem in New York City is they're going to go through the municipal court system where they'll basically get a hand slap and escort it out the door. You're throwing objects. You're throwing barricades. You're swinging objects at law enforcement. You need to be dealt with properly. And I'm sorry, this whole kid gloves approach to dealing with this is not working. If you are going to result to violence, if you're going to result to interfere everyday citizens' lives by blocking traffic and the free flow of their lives, then you need to be dealt with swiftly, minimal force, but necessary force if necessary. And the fact that in L.A., thankfully, they're going through a federal court system. You know, here you're dealing with the municipal system where, let's be honest, they're going to get a slap in the wrist. It's going to be a revolving door. They're going to be back out tomorrow to do it again. And most of them are. Of the 50, of them, 52 were only issued a summons. And only 34 were arrested and charged. So you arrest 80-something people, 84 people, 86 people, and you give 52 of them a summons. You know, are they learning a lesson? Are they really? Or is it just a cost of doing business? And a lot of these organizations are paying their fines. So did they lose anything altogether? Remember, we had a presidential candidate who helped raise money for similar people who had fines. Go figure. It's 3:43 here at WILK. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Well, we got those inflation, CPI numbers today, and they were below predicted. They did tick up a tenth of a percentage point from last month. But every month of the current administration, inflation has been below predicted levels, which is a good thing. 2.4. Now, anything below 2 is the target area. But again, it's been the lowest it's been in many years. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And every month, inflation has been below expectations or predicted amounts by the economists. So another good thing here. And one of the signs of that is the Nintendo Switch 2. Now, I have no idea what this is. I'm not in a video game state of mind anymore. My kids are all older. But the Nintendo Switch 2 smashes record as the company's fastest-selling console. Japan's Nintendo said on Wednesday that it had sold more than 3.5 million Switch 2 units in the first 4 days after its launch, making the console the company's fastest-selling gaming device to date. Last month, the Kyoto-based company forecast Switch 2 sales would reach 15 million during the current financial year ending next March. Now, mind you, these things cost $500. So I guess there's not too many people out there worried about tariffs. There's not too many people out there that do not have an extra $500 plus whatever games you're getting, I would imagine. Expendable cash because the fastest selling game in history. So I guess the world economy and especially the economy here in the United States is doing pretty well. Wouldn't you say when something like a Nintendo Switch 2, I guess there was a Switch 1, sold 3.5 million in just the first 4 days after the launch, and they're expecting 15 million. Fans around the world are showing their enthusiasm for new Nintendo Switch 2 as an upgraded way to play at home and on the go, Nintendo of America president and chief operating officer Doug Bowser said in a statement. Now, the thing with this game is you could take it on the go, like I just said, or you can play it in your TV console, your monitor, which is a good thing. Nintendo has sold 152 million Switch devices since it was first launched in 2017, creating games like Juggernaut and titles including The Legend of Zelda. COVID-19 pandemic breakout hit Animal Crossing and New Horizons. The more powerful second-generation version, which went on sale June 5th, bears many similarities with the predecessor, but it offers a larger screen, improved graphics, and it's sold with titles including Mario Kart World. So $500 a pop. If it's in your wheelhouse, they're selling quick, so I don't even know if you can get one. It's time for the Bloomberg Money Minute. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. Just catching up on some text messages here. You can call or text at 570-883-0098. Somebody said, I hope you post all the prior POTUS's audio on the immigration on your Facebook page so we could share it. It's already up there. Just go back and look at it. It's all there for you to use. So, somebody says, funny, if you listen to the Bloomberg report on the station, it says, tariffs may have caused slower than expected Nintendo Switch console sales. Interesting, though, since they're the fastest selling console ever. It just goes to show the agenda. Let's leave it there. The agenda for a lot of people there. So I put this out there on my social media, and I wanted to bring it up on the show because there's a lot of misinformation going out there. And I know it's I know people who know the family. I know people who know DJ. Now, DJ Daniel was the young man in the police uniform that President Trump acknowledged and made an honorary Secret Service agent at his State of the Union. DJ's been honored by the NYPD and law enforcement agencies across the United States. He's dealt with multiple brain surgeries. Just an incredible young man. I've met DJ once myself down in D.C. And spoke with him. Just an incredibly optimistic, great young man. Well, there's been a viral posts going around on social media saying that he had a recent brain surgery and he was in critical condition and he was fighting for his life. And it's just not true. And I know people who have shared it. I know people who have posted it there myself. I've seen it posted time and time again. So I wanted to set the record straight, and so did DJ. They reached out to the media, the New York Post, and did a story basically saying DJ's fine. He's actually planning a trip to New Jersey here in the very near future, and that none of it's true. So you could imagine someone who's been through as much as DJ Daniel has been through, and then seeing on social media, because both him and his dad are pretty active on social media. You know, they are reached out to all the time by different law enforcement agencies to come and become honorary members of their department. And it's a great, from what I've been told from his family representatives, it's a great distraction for DJ to kind of take his mind off, you know, his situation and his battles. And truly loves and appreciates law enforcement. In this day and age, law enforcement appreciates his support. You got to imagine, here's a young man that's been through such adversity, should be focusing on, you know, himself and his well-being and everything like that, but he has the time to wish law enforcement, you know, safe travels and respects the job that they do. And you gotta just be humbled by that. So the erroneous reports began swirling, they say late Monday, but I saw them last week, claiming DJ Daniel was listed in serious condition and hospital following the latest round of surgery for cancerous tumors in his brain and spine. The teen and his father, Theodis Daniel, quickly dispelled the rumors, confirming DJ was doing well and looking forward to a trip to New Jersey. Now, this is coming directly from DJ. FYI, the media is circulating incorrect information stating I'm undergoing brain surgery and in the ICU, etc. I am grateful for the continued prayers, but I am not currently undergoing surgery and am preparing to travel to Cliffside Park Police Department in New Jersey tomorrow, which would be today. Thank you all. And that's directly from DJ. The incorrect health update appears to have started after Texas Harris County Precinct 4 Constable Mark Herman asked his followers to pray for Daniel because of the made-up surgery. The incorrect statement was published at 9:12, but was quickly edited 30 minutes later. Please join the men and women of Constable Mark Harmon's office as we lift up Special Agent Daniel in prayer. His family requests our prayer. And that's an ongoing ask. Police departments around the nation, as well as Daniel's family, you know, continue. And we will always ask for prayer for Daniel, DJ, and in his battle. But no, he has not had a recent surgery. No, there has been nothing with him being involved in the ICU or anything like that. And he'll be not far from our area at all. 2 weeks ago, Theodis Daniels gave an upsetting update to his son's cancer, revealing three new tumors have been discovered. It's rough. There isn't a class that can teach you how to deal with it. You're hearing that your child has a nasty disease, the elder Daniel told the media. But they did not address the incorrect post other than correcting that he did not recently have surgery. Daniel has undergone two MRIs last week for doctors and the family to learn more about the newly discovered tumors, and they're still awaiting results. Daniel was thrust into the national spotlight when the president, during the Commander-in-Chief suggests a joint session of Congress March 4th at Capitol Hill, where he made him an honorary Secret Service agent. And he's been made an honorary detective of the NYPD a few months ago, long before the Capitol Hill Secret Service announcement. But it was a touching moment. I remember seeing it. And our prayers and thoughts are with DJ and his family. And I hope he has a good time in New Jersey. Hope the weather is good for him. It's 4 o'clock here at WILK. We'll be back with the second hour in just a minute.